Welcome to the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RogueGarment.com. And today is January 11th, 2008, and we got some news to get into. We're also going to talk about the South Carolina debate. I got a bunch of clips from that. We're going to talk about the Frank Lutz focus group, and we're going to talk about a lot of things in general. And just for comic relief, before I came on air, I was watching Fox News. And believe it or not, I get a lot of entertainment out of watching Fox News. It's probably the funniest station on TV today. They claim they're actually a news station, when in fact they actually provide comic relief for everybody because the spin and the propaganda is so ridiculous. They literally provide comic relief. It's that bad. And they had Bill O'Reilly on there, and I was watching him, and he had his Pinheads versus Patriots segment. And before they went to the break, they had they had Jay Leno and his wife, and then they had Dennis Kucinich. And me, I said, oh, okay, well, Dennis Kucinich is going to be the Pinhead. Well, I wasn't disappointed. And he's saying, oh, because Dennis Kucinich is challenging the election results, he's a Pinhead. And they just raked him over the coals. So the spin is already starting with these presidential candidates challenging the vote in New Hampshire. And there's a lot of evidence indicate that there was fraud going on. I don't think there's any question about that. When you have 80% of the election using these Diebold machines, they simply cannot be trusted. I mean, we've had people do all sorts of analysis on these machines, the electronic voting machines and the Scantron machines, the little Diebold scanners. You see all these flaws in these security flaws. And I don't know how anybody in their right mind can possibly have any sort of confidence in these elections with these machines being a huge part of them. So we'll have to see what happens with that. But it just shows you the spin. The spin is just so insane. And this is a show that claims they're the no-spin zone. And it's really funny because everything Fox News says, if you look at the opposite of what they're saying, or you look at the people who they say are crazy and insane and nutcases, those are the people that are actually telling the truth. Yeah, they don't like the truth on Fox News. I think that goes without saying. But besides that, we got a lot of news lined up for you to cover. And all these stories up on my website, RogueGarment.com. We're going to get into all sorts of stuff besides the South Carolina debate and the Frank Lutz focus group fiasco. We have clips from the focus group. We have clips from the debate with Ron Paul. Lots of good stuff that we're going to get into and analyze. But some of our news stories that we're going to get into, we have a story about cloned pigs and cows. Apparently, they're now saying that they're safe to eat. I mean, it's just ridiculous. We have some economic news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 250 points today. We have the Chinese and the Kuwaitis bailing out Citigroup. I mean, again, it's more of the foreigners coming in and buying up our infrastructure here and these financial institutions and everything else. Foreigners are coming in and they're buying us out. What else do we have here? We got some news on the Real ID. Some updates on this whole fiasco, those Iranian speedboats. That looks to be a clearly staged incident. I don't think there's any question about that. And we got gold pretty much hovering around $900 an ounce and all sorts of other stuff to cover on today's show. But anyway, we have to break. We'll get into all this on the other side. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back to the show. Let's get into this Frank Lutz clip. And I don't have enough time to play all of the audio from his little focus groups. But suffice to say, this guy has been caught with the New Hampshire focus groups that he ran, putting the same guy in both of his supposedly randomly selected focus groups. This guy is a liar. He's a propagandist. And he tries to skew public opinion by distorting reality. He is a total scumbag. And we're going to play this clip, and I'm sure you're going to be even more disgusted. Basically, what happens in this clip is you have him trying to paint a picture for the viewing audience that Fred Thompson did a fantastic job in the debate, and that everybody is behind Fred Thompson, probably because the media and the script that they're trying to form for this election is to have Fred Thompson do well in South Carolina, just like they're trying to script everything so Mitt Romney does good in Michigan and Rudy Giuliani does good in Florida. You see, they're scripting everything. And when they have these electronic voting machines and the apparatcha to mess with the vote any way they wish, they can really create reality with the media and then convince everybody that the phony results from the electronic voting machines are actually real. This is how crazy these people are. So let's play this clip of Frank Lutz's focus group. Towards the end, you'll hear him ask the focus group, oh, who performed the worst? And big surprise, they all say, oh, Ron Paul did the worst. Just a complete joke. Here's a clip.
Friend Frank Luntz, he's standing by with a focus group tonight. He's at the Citadel in Charleston. Frank, what's going on?
It's very interesting, Sean. We gathered 28 people who are likely to vote in the Republican primary. They watched for 90 minutes. They used their dials to indicate whether they liked or disliked each response. And they did have a clear winner. How many of you walked in here supporting Fred Thompson 90 minutes ago? Three of you. How many of you thought Fred Thompson won the debate? I got to tell you something. We've been waiting a long time to see Fred Thompson do really well. Glenn, what was it that you...
All right, before we listen from Glenn, let me just make a quick comment. How is it possible that the entire focus group thought Fred Thompson did the best when their own text message polls indicated that Ron Paul got 30% favorable rating, Fred Thompson maybe got like around 20%, and the other candidates were behind him? So you're telling me that this one focus group of randomly selected people, they all thought Fred Thompson did the best. This just shows you right there that this focus group is rigged and these people are a bunch of actors. There's even evidence they might actually be Fox News employees. In our clip, I don't have it loaded up, but Frank Lutz actually says to the focus group, oh, I don't want to get you guys in trouble with your bosses. Well, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Their bosses? Is this supposed to be a randomly selected group of people? So what else is that supposed to mean? Are they Fox News employees? I mean, what's the deal? And he asked that right before, he asked him about Ron Paul. Oh, was it fair to include Ron Paul in the debate? Just totally bizarre behavior by Frank Lutz. But let's continue on with the clip.
You thought Fred won.
Fred stepped up with clear ideas, a very strong approach in comments that he was making to some of the other candidates and comments that they had previously.
You know, I think Fred really came out of the shadows tonight. He really showed that he had a passion for the military. He has a passion for the American people. He has a passion for solving the illegal immigration problem.
Fred not only came out with specifics, but he came out in such a way that the people would remember. He maybe was sarcastic to some degree, but the sarcasm brought out the humor, and the humor made people listen to what he was saying.
By show of hands, how many of you like that humor? So you're saying to the candidates, in order to get your attention, you want them not only to be factual, but also humorous?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but more personable.
He was articulate and he knew his facts.
He was personable. He was engaging. Up until this time, he just kind of stayed in the shadows. And the last debate, he just spewed a lot of rhetoric. This time, he was on point. He knew what he was saying. And he made me feel that I could trust him as a candidate.
All right, let me stop that again. These people sound like actors. They don't sound like real people. Are you kidding me on this? And they're not even talking about the issues. They're talking about things of no significance. This is a bunch of bull. But to the average American out there that's watching Fox News and is mesmerized by all their fancy graphics and these guys running around in expensive suits, they don't realize that they're just being fed a bunch of BS. Let's get back to the clip.
He was humorous. He was amusing. He was entertaining. But I also felt him to be a little flippant, and I don't like that in my candidate. I want him to be a little more serious and upstanding.
I thought it made him personable, but I agree with Amanda. I mean, he was a little flip.
I thought, to expand on the point, he knew his facts. He knew what he wanted to say. His competition in the fall, they're fast and loose with the facts. Fred will challenge them.
Uh-huh. I think he was one of the most negative people in the debate. He was particularly critical earlier in the debate, and I like people who show their records. I don't mind people debating records, but I think when they bring in the personal, it's not necessary.
Marilyn, did he attack too much?
No, I was going to comment on, he gave me this shock. That's what got the momentum going, I think, in the debate, when he shocked me. Like, everybody was telling me, Mr. Thompson is passive, and I know I've looked at him in the past, and I like him. But then when they were saying he's passive, then all of a sudden, he jumps out there and goes after Huckabee. It was great.
All right, let me stop that again. We have not heard one stance on this man's issues that makes these people want to vote for him. This is a bunch of garbage. I vote for candidates based upon their stance on issues, not the fact that they're funny or personable or all this other garbage. This is clearly staged. Clearly staged, and it's a bunch of bull. Let's get back to the clip.
He showed that he could be a leader tonight and actually step up and show some. He had a basis behind it, and he showed that he was a human being, and he actually stepped up to bat and hit a home run tonight.
I don't think it was negative. I think a distinction between the candidates and his record, and that's what I came in expecting Fred Thompson to do. I was delighted that he lived up to my expectations.
And who disappointed you the most of all of them?
Ron Paul.
How many of you said Ron Paul was the loser tonight? There you go, Sean. You've got a winner, Fred Thompson, loser Ron Paul, and we'll be talking to our focus group people a little later on this evening.
All right, that's enough from him. Yeah, okay, so the vast majority of the focus group said Fred Thompson performed the best, and the vast majority of the focus group said Ron Paul performed the worst. Oh, I'm sure that's a real random focus group, because it didn't match up with the text message poll whatsoever. Statistically, that's impossible unless the focus group was staged. And we already know Frank Luntz's history. We already caught him staging those focus groups, that same guy in both of those focus groups, and they make some lame excuse. Oh, well, this is to study the evolving views of the voter. That's an absolute joke. They portray these focus groups like they are randomly selected from the general public. They're not getting up there and saying they're conducting some sort of experiment. So this is blatant propaganda. And this guy, Luntz, this guy is evil. This guy is a paid political operative. He's up there to spew BS and propaganda. And Fox News, they had any sort of credibility, they would take this guy off the air and there'd be an investigation into what he's doing. But Fox News, they actually encouraged this sort of thing. If anybody saw the debate yesterday, it was the most absurd presidential debate I think I've ever seen. The most unfair, the most unbalanced, and the most slanted that I've ever seen. I got a whole write-up on the debate. You can check up, you can check my website, roguemmert.com, and you can take a look at everything regarding the art, or regarding the debate, excuse me. And seriously, you just see how they treated Ron Paul compared to all the other candidates. It's like night and day. It was clear the agenda was to make Ron Paul look as bad as possible. And we're going to get into all of that in the next half hour when we have that 20-minute segment. We're going to break down all of these clips. I mean, there's one point in the debate where they actually asked him, are you electable? Can you be elected? They're not asking any of the other candidates that. Then they asked Ron Paul about the 9/11 truth movement in a clear attempt to divide his base, the people who are supporting him, and to make him look bad. Yeah, it's funny. They don't ask Rudy Giuliani about all the 9/11 rescue workers that hate his guts or the fact that he likes parading around in drag outfits. No, that wasn't brought up. They didn't bring up John McCain's involvement in the Keating 5 scandal. They don't bring up any of these things that would make the other candidates look bad. But all of a sudden, yeah, we're just going to try to throw everything we can at Ron Paul. There's clearly an agenda at Fox News. These people aren't journalists. They're propagandists. And Fox News resembles something out of the information ministry from 1984. Or whatever it was in the book. I forget the exact term. You know, the Ministry of Love, Ministry of Information. I mean, you get the point. These people do not report news. And this debate was just a clear-cut example of that. They'll treat anybody who is in the establishment, they'll treat them favorably. But when an outsider comes in, they treat them like crap. Look what they're doing to Kucinich, and look what they're doing to Paul. These are two people running for president that want to legitimately change things. And I don't agree with everything Dennis Kucinich stands for. The guy's a socialist. He's a gun grabber. He's wrong on a lot of issues. But he's not part of the club. He's not part of the establishment. So therefore, when they see people who are going to disrupt the status quo, they do everything. Republicans, Democrats, the media, they do everything to railroad their campaigns to try to change things. I mean, it's just crazy. But anyway, we have to break. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to get to some of this economic news. And then after that, we'll get back into the South Carolina debate. Stay tuned.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's start getting into some of this economic news. Today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 250 points, and this one's from the Associated Press. Wall Street plunged again Friday amid renewed fears that the financial sector's troubles with bad credit won't soon end and that some consumers are buckling under the weight of a slowing economy. The major indexes each lost more than 1%, including the Dow Jones Industrials, which finished down nearly 250 points. So we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average moving down 250 points. We also have this news here on the gold price. Gold hits record $900 an ounce. This one's also from the Associated Press. Gold futures briefly rose above $900 an ounce Friday for the first time as high oil prices, a weak dollar, and fears of a U.S. recession led uneasy investors to keep buying the precious metal. So we have gold prices hitting around $900 an ounce. And just, what was it, just a couple weeks ago, the gold price was around $800 an ounce. This just shows you the rampant amount of inflation that is being pumped into the system. And you have Ben Bernanke promising another helicopter drop of money. He's saying, oh, we're going to cut interest rates again. It's insane. These people, the only solution they have is to print more money. But they make it sound like it's some sort of sophisticated, mind-blowing thing that they're doing. What all they're doing is they're just increasing the money supply. There's a reason why they stopped publishing the M3 money supply report a couple of years ago. Because they don't want people to know how much money is actually out in circulation. Because it's getting to the point where the system itself is becoming completely unsustainable. That's why you see all these commercials for credit cards and them just trying to get people to take on more and more credit, to become more indebted to the system, because the whole system is based off of debt. They're trying to keep the thing going. But this thing will not continue. Like every other fiat currency in the history of man, it's going to fall apart. And we're getting to that point in time. And a lot of this is being done intentionally. The Federal Reserve is doing the exact opposite of what they should be doing in order to save the economy. Yeah, if you defend the dollar and you raise interest rates, sure, you're going to have some temporary problems in the economy. But it's going to be far worse if you delay the inevitable and keep pumping more and more money into the system. And that's a huge problem. Not only that, but we got some other economic news here as well. This one's been floating around a couple of days. I haven't had a chance to mention it because of the Ron Paul news and all sorts of other stuff that's been going on. But Bank of America is going to buy Countrywide. And this one's from the Associated Press as well. Bank of America said Friday it will buy Countrywide Financial for $4.1 billion in stock, a deal that rescues the country's biggest mortgage lender and expands the financial services empire of the nation's largest consumer bank. So what's happening here is by pumping more and more money into the marketplace, what's happening is that a lot of these banks, they're having a very difficult time because they're already having problems with the subprime mortgage crisis, and it's starting to filter into the regular mortgage market. But this is facilitating consolidation within the banking industry. So what's probably going to happen is at the very end of this, you're going to see a few big banking and financial institutions control everything. And that's really what it's all about. They did the same thing with the Great Depression. They engineered the crisis by making money scarce. In that scenario, it was a deflation instead of a hyperinflation. But they used the crisis to get all of these banks under the Federal Reserve umbrella. And now pretty much every bank that you see is under the Federal Reserve umbrella. You have FDIC, and you know, you have all of this craziness. I mean, what good is FDIC if the dollar is worth nothing? Oh, yeah, we're going to give you $100,000 insurance in case of a bank failure. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, if the dollar isn't worth anything, what good is $10 million? What good is $1 billion? It's not worth anything, so therefore, it's not going to do you any good. So the FDIC is another scam. But really what you have here is you have a consolidation. And, of course, there were reports of bank runs on Countrywide in California. We've also had reports of bank runs in the United Kingdom with Northern Rock. And the Bank of England basically stepped in there and bailed them out. And this thing is just spiraling out of control, largely due to the fact that they wanted to spiral out of control and to consolidate wealth and bring in their regional currency. But a lot of this, I think it's getting to the point where it's starting to become so bad that even they can't control it. So we have all those news stories going on. We also have a continued buyout of our financial institutions and infrastructure via this story. Chinese and Kuwaitis bailout Citigroup. This one's from the Financial Times, and it reads, Citigroup is putting the final touches on its second major capital raising effort in as many months, seeking up to $14 billion from Chinese, Kuwaiti, and public market investors, people familiar with the negotiations say. Under the proposal being discussed, the bulk of the money, roughly $9 billion, would come from China. And this is what's happening. These foreigners are coming in, and they are buying up our financial institutions, our infrastructure. They're buying up everything. And you even have Dubai. They're buying up the NASDAQ. They're buying a stake in the NASDAQ. And this is really what's happening here. Because the New World Order, what they want to do is they want to distribute the wealth of America around the world so nobody can stand up to them. And that's really the goal of these people. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to get into the debate and much, much more. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Show, and let's get into some bizarre news before I cover the debate. I mean, we got a lot of important news. I want to get to all of it, so let me just jump right into some of this stuff. And we're talking about the economy in the previous segment, so I got another story here actually that kind of pertains to that. And the GAO comptroller, he was actually on Glenn Beck, and he's actually warning of fiscal Armageddon. Now, this isn't just some random financial analyst. This is the government accountability office comptroller, and he's warning of all sorts of problems with the financial markets. Things are not looking good. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. And everything you hear from the government and the media is a lie pertaining to the economy. Inflation is out of control. The value of the dollar continues to tank. I mean, you can just look at the gold price. And the gold price, I mean that's so undervalued. It should be worth a lot more. So things are completely falling apart, and they're going to continue to fall apart if we continue to have this central bank print more and more money out of thin air by reducing interest rates. It seems like Bernanke's solution to everything is just print more money. But we should have expected this, because he was called Helicopter Ben because he made a statement saying, "Well, I'd do anything to keep the economy afloat. I'd even throw money out of a helicopter." And believe it or not, him actually throwing money out of a helicopter would be better than just cutting interest rates. Because then at least the people would get the money before all the financial institutions and the bankers. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Let me move on to another story. Clone pigs and cows safe to eat. And this is an article from the Financial Times. And it reads as follows. Europe is set for a rerun of the heated debate over genetically modified frankenfoods after regulators declared on Friday that meat and milk from cloned pigs and cows and their offspring were safe to eat. Yeah, it makes me feel so much better that regulators declared this. Especially regulators from the government. Oh, that makes me feel just fuzzy inside. And it goes on to say, the finding comes as GM foods are about to reignite trade friction between the U.S. and European Union, with a deadline set to expire on Friday night by which the EU must comply with a World Trade Organization ruling to allow imports of GM seeds, or GM genetically modified seeds. Yeah, you know, people say there is no new world order. They say there is no world government. Why is it that we have this World Trade Organization that is ruling, saying the European Union must comply with what the WTO says? There is a world government. There is a new world order. It is not a conspiracy theory. It's out right in the open. But back to the issue of cloned pigs and cows. You've got to be kidding me. You think because the government is saying they're safe to eat, that they really are safe to eat? I think not. My goodness, look what the FDA has done here in the United States. They approve all these drugs and all sort of garbage. And they come to find out the drugs are causing all these side effects and health problems. But they're in bed with the pharmaceutical industry. It's all a big joke. You know, you're better off doing the exact opposite of what the government says is safe. It's unreal. Real quick, let's get into this news and business with Iran. And we've got this really interesting article here. Just want to thank Rob Bishop for sending this to me. It's a very interesting article from the New York Times. Iran encounter grimly echoes 2002 war game. And in case you're unfamiliar with what happened in Iran, or the Straits of Hormuz, the waters in the area of Iran, basically what happened, the United States claimed that these Iranian patrol boats were threatening them. Yeah, give me a break. Patrol boats against warship and destroyers. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what they claimed. Now, you look at this news story. Okay, Iran encounter grimly echoes 2002 war game. Likely what happened here is this incident was totally staged. The Iranian government has denied this, that they did anything. And now we see this report from the New York Times. Let me just read from it. There's a reason American military officers expressed grim concern over the tactics used by Iranian sailors last weekend. A classified $250 million war game in which small and agile speedboats swarmed a naval convoy to inflict devastating damage on more powerful ships. In the days since the encounter with five Iranian patrol boats in the Strait of Hormuz, American officers have acknowledged that they have been studying anew the lessons from a Starlink simulation conducted in August 2002. In that war game, the Blue Team Navy representing the United States lost 16 major warships, an aircraft carrier, cruisers, and amphibious vessels when they were sunk to the bottom of the Persian Gulf in an attack that included swarming tactics by enemy speedboats. Now, we see this all the time. We saw it with 9/11. You had the drills. You had the war games. The 7/7 bombings. You had the drills going on at the same time. And now we have this war game that was conducted back in 2002 that mirrors the exact same events that took place in Iran, in the Straits of Hormuz. Now, what are the odds of this? Is it more likely that Iran actually had the speedboats try to threaten these big destroyers and warships? Or is it more likely that the U.S. government staged this incident based off their 2002 war game and used it as propaganda to justify some sort of military strike against Iran and to escalate the rhetoric against them? I think it's clear what happened here. And you got a bunch of our news articles. This one, where's this one? This one from The Guardian. Doubts grow over Iranian boat threats. What else do we have here? More questions about Iranian boat recordings. That comes from ABC News. The whole thing is just staged. It's a complete lie, and even the media has to admit it because it's so ridiculous. They can't even specifically cite where the voices came from that said, oh, I am coming to you. You will explode after a few minutes. It's a big joke. It's completely staged. It's more propaganda, and they're trying to stage some sort of an event so they can go into Iran and strike them militarily. I mean, they just had a report about the Gulf of Tonkin incident from declassified NSA documents that said the Gulf of Tonkin incident never took place. And so they're trying to set up another one here. It's totally, completely insane. We got some real ID news, but I'm going to cover that in the last segment. Let's get to some of these Ron Paul clips. And I'm just going to try to play as many of these as I can in the next 10 minutes. Here is the first one of Ron Paul from the South Carolina debate. Here it is.
Support a government program to stimulate the economy.
Well, government program is too vague. What kind of a government program? If it's appropriating money and trying to stimulate that way and spend more money, no, that would be the wrong thing to do. But a government program of a reduced tax burden, yes, that would be. Also, to solve this problem, you have to understand why we're in a recession. I believe we're in a recession. I think it's going to get a lot worse. If we continue to do the wrong things that we've done in the past, that it's going to be delayed, just as what happened in the Depression. But you have to understand that overstimulation in an economy by artificially low interest rates by the Federal Reserve is the source of the recession. The recession has been predictable. We just don't know exactly when it'll come. But if you do the wrong thing, it's going to last for a long time. The boom period comes when they just pour out easy credit, and it teaches people to do the wrong things. There's a lot of malinvestment, debt that goes in the wrong directions. Consumers do the wrong things, and businessmen do the wrong thing. So we have to attack this and understand the importance of Austrian theory of the business cycle. If you don't, we're going to continue to do this, and the longer you delay the recession, the worse the recession is. And we've delayed a serious recession for a long time. The housing market is already in depression. And a lot of people are hurting. The standard of living in this country is going down. Look at what's happening to the dollar. And what is being offered by the Federal Reserve and Treasury and everybody in Washington? Lower interest rates. Well, lower interest rates is the problem. Artificially low interest rates is the artificial stimulus which causes the bubble, which allows the inevitable recession to come. So what we need to do is deal with monetary policy and not pretend that artificial stimulus by more spending is going to help. That won't do one bit of good.
And Ron Paul is absolutely correct. I mean, geez, the economy's falling all apart. And he's the only one who has any sort of solution to deal with it. But anyway, I want to try to blow through all these clips, so let's get to the next one. Might be a little delay when I load these up. Here is the second one.
Many of your supporters call themselves 9/11 truthers. They believe that the U.S. government was in some way complicit with the 9/11 attacks or covered it up. Are you tonight prepared to either embrace that rhetoric or ask those supporters to abandon it or divorce themselves from your candidacy?
All right, first, before Ron Paul responds to that, I just want to say that's a dirty question. These people aren't asking the other candidates these type of questions that purposely try to make these candidates look bad. So this is a completely unfair question, and he's being asked to defend what other people believe. That's not a fair question. So are you going to ask John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, about one of their supporters and what they have done? I mean, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. But let's hear what Ron Paul had to say in responses. And he did a very good job at countering this crap from Carl Cameron.
I can't tell people what to do, but I've abandoned those viewpoints. I don't believe that. And that's all. That's the only thing that is important. And so I don't endorse anything they say. But I would like to take an opportunity to talk about the issue that we've been debating here for the last 20 minutes.
Sir, would you ask them to cease that rhetoric tonight on your behalf?
Well, it doesn't do me any good, so if they care about me, they should. But the only thing I have control over is what I believe and what I say. I can't tell them what to do, so I don't endorse what they say, and I don't believe that. So please, could I participate in the current debate rather than sticking this out?
Please do.
No, I would like to address the subject about whether or not we've lost our way and whether there's a coalition building or whether it's gone. I think it's gone. I don't think we're fiscal conservatives anymore. Look at what we've done over these last 10 years. We finally got control of the government, and we became big government people. Our deficit's out of control, and we no longer are opposed to new entitlements. We are entitlement people. And then we turn around and we talk about liberty, and we've undermined the Fourth Amendment and personal liberty and personal privacy. In the year 2000, we won the election by condemning the Democrats for nation building and policing the world. And now what are we doing? We're policing the world. We're involved in all these countries around the world and threatening going into Iran and in Pakistan and on. At the same time, our economy is suffering to the point where we can't even finance what we have here today. We have to borrow from the Chinese, and the dollar is crashing. So no wonder our coalition is breaking up. We actually have lost our way. Now, over the years, I've never voted to spend one penny of the Social Security Fund because I'm a fiscal conservative. If you want the Social Security system to work, get people who will vote against robbing the Social Security Fund.
Thank you, Congressman Paul.
All right, Ron Paul did an outstanding job with that one. A clear attempt by the Fox News cronies to try to slander him with the 9/11 issue. And he's gone on the record many, many times. He doesn't believe in the whole 9/11 inside job thing, so I don't understand why they keep bringing it up. You know, I believe that 9/11 was an inside job. A lot of supporters do. But you see how diabolically crafted that question was? They want to go out there and say, oh, 9/11 was an inside job, and then they could just use it as a soundbite to wreck his campaign. Some extremely dirty tactics that these people are trying to do. But the fact of the matter is, 9/11 was an inside job. The 9/11 Commission report was a complete fraud, and we don't know the truth of what happened that day. So I think it's extremely ridiculous on the part of Fox News for Ron Paul to, or for them to ask Ron Paul to say, oh, well, you supporters, you can't believe this. That's completely against any sort of libertarian principles that he believes in. It's just such a horrible question. It shouldn't have even been asked. I mean, when I see these debates, I want at least to see something fair. You know, that question wouldn't be that bad if Carl Cameron and all those other moderators asked the other candidates questions that would have damaged them similar to the same amount, like Rudy Giuliani dressing up in drag, for example. But of course, they don't do that. Let's go on to another clip. I'm just going to randomly select these. I mean, I got 8 clips here, so let's go to this one. Here's Ron Paul again.
I have said the United States should not be trying to broker peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Should the president even be there today, sir?
Well, if you followed my advice, yes, we wouldn't be there. We've been doing that for a good many years, and it hasn't seemed to come to success. No, I think if we weren't there, there'd be more incentives to come to a peaceful agreement. But we support both sides, you know, not only with the Palestinians, but the Lebanese and all the Arab nations. We support Israel, and we try to have this balance. But I think it'd be much better to have a balance by being out of there. And I think there'd be a greater incentive for Israel and the Palestinian and all the Arab nations to come together and talk, because I think we get in the way too often of these. And besides, it's costing us a lot of money. It's costing us lives now. And it's time that we come to the point where we believe the world can solve some of their problems without us. And also, we're out of money. We can't do it any longer. We're going bankrupt. And the empires of the world have always ended badly through economic terms. So whether they're peace agreements over there, I mean, for instance, if we would stop all aids over there, we would stop 3 times as much aid as Israel gets to the Arab nations. Why do we arm the Arab nations? And they're the enemies of Israel. But we continue to do that. So why don't we trade with everybody and talk with them? And there's a greater incentive to work these problems out. I think if we'd have been out of there a lot sooner, there may well have been a much different settlement after the Kuwait invasion, because Israel was quite capable of working with moderate Arab nations. They tried to. None of the Arab nations wanted Saddam Hussein in Kuwait. And I think they could have taken care of Saddam Hussein back then and saved all the mess that we have now, because I think there are so many unintended consequences and way too much blowback.
Ron Paul did a really good job with that one as well. And, you know, it's funny. We fund all of these countries, We fund the Israelis. We fund the Arabs. You know, this is because this is how the military-industrial complex gets more profits. We fund both sides of conflicts, and then guess who benefits? Oh, well, we're selling all the arms to these people. So the military-industrial complex that manufactures all the arms, they're the ones who get all the profits, and they're the ones who benefit. That's why our policy is so flawed in these foreign nations. It's because it's all about the dollar. It's all about profits. We only have like a minute left. I'm going to try to squeeze in this clip. Here is Ron Paul again. Give me 1 second. Here it is.
Yes, Congressman. I'm talking exactly about that because that's what we have been doing. We used to support Saddam Hussein, and we used to be allied with Osama bin Laden. And what I want to do is stop that. Who are our friends one day turn out to be our enemies. Right now, we finally got rid of Saddam Hussein. And what are we doing now? We're rearming the Sunnis, the old henchmen of Saddam Hussein. And what are they going to do with those, all those weapons we're giving the Sunnis in Baghdad? So look out. Believe me, that war is not over. And right now, they're demanding more troops in Afghanistan. And we're some people, like the senator, he thinks we should be there for 100 years if necessary. How can he commit the young people of this world, five more generations, to be in Iraq if it's necessary? I say it's time to come home.
Outstanding answer from Ron Paul. We'll be back on our side. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the show. Just a quick word from an RBN sponsor, Heart and Body Extract. Are you in good health? If not, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Now, unfortunately, I only have 3 minutes left in this segment, so I'm just going to get into this Real ID news. And you can check out all the clips that I was playing of the South Carolina debate up on my website, roguegovernment.com. We have all of his comments. And unfortunately, I didn't get to the clip where they actually ask him, oh, are you electable? And there's another clip they tried to make him look bad. The whole debate was just ridiculous. But he did very, very well responding to all of their rhetoric and their biased questions. He did an outstanding job. He went on the offense against McCain. I mean, it's ridiculous that somebody can actually, with a straight face, say, oh, we should be in Iraq for 100 years. John McCain actually said that. I mean, this guy, he's been endorsed by Joe Lieberman, a former Democrat vice presidential candidate. I think that just shows you right there the whole two-party system is a fraud. And John McCain making that comment about the 100 years in Iraq, totally ridiculous. And I'm glad that Ron Paul is getting up there and starting to call these people out on their hypocrisy. I mean, 100 years in Iraq. I don't think anybody, even the most staunchest supporters of the war, want us to be over there for 100 years. And if they do, they are just completely insane. But let's get into this Real ID news before we sign off for the day. And let me see here. We got a bunch of news stories on the Real ID situation. This one here, 17 states stuck in license showdown. This one's from the Associated Press. Residents of at least 17 states are suddenly stuck in the middle of a fight between the Bush administration and state governments over post 9/11 security rules for driver's licenses, a dispute that by May could leave millions of people unable to use their licenses to board planes or enter federal buildings. Oh, God forbid that. Can't enter a federal building. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who was unveiling final details of the Real ID Act's rules on Friday, said that if states want their licenses to remain valid for air travel after May 2008, those states must seek a waiver indicating they want more time to comply with the legislation. Now, they're being very tricky with this. They're saying that people are not going to be able to fly unless they obey the Real ID Act. So they're pulling out all the dirty tricks to try to get people to accept the Real ID, this national ID card. Then I have this other story here. Born after 1964, you'll need a Real ID. That's a CNN article. I mean, there's not enough time to get into all of it. But suffice to say, they're pushing for this national ID card, and they want this thing bad because this is going to allow them to give everybody a standardized ID card that's going to allow them to set up this tracking grid. So if you don't have your ID card, it's just like in Nazi Germany. Papers, please. Oh, you don't have your Real ID card. Well, guess what? You can't pass through the checkpoint. And that's pretty much what they're setting up. They're setting up a technological control grid, a 21st century version of Nazi Germany. Only this time, it's not just going to be here in the United States. It's going to be worldwide. It's a worldwide prison system, and you're going to be in it. So we must reject this Real ID nonsense, and I myself am not taking a Real ID card. I've already made that decision. I hope everybody else there makes the same decision as well, because they can't force us to take it. They can't force us to take it. We have to accept it. So if nobody accepts it, then they won't be able to implement it. But I am flat out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll be back next week. Take care and get out there and fight the New World Order. With